the official time, 5:38, as we talk about football and endorsements. You would think that if you're going to hire a big-name celeb to endorse your product, it would be a product that they're going to use, right?
Well, I think, I shouldn't say that many or most, but a lot of athletes, a lot of professionals don't endorse products that they don't use. Some will obviously take the money and and just ignore the product. But, what do you have for us?
Drew Brees.
Uh-huh.
New Orleans Saints QB.
Yep.
Right? Is endorsing the Can-Am Spider. It's that weird three-wheeled motorcycle thing.
Right.
You know, it's got the two wheels in the front, the one wheel in the back, and the dweeb on the front, on the seat.
You know, there will come an age when you're not going to be able to handle a motorcycle.
Nope. I won't ride. I'm not going to.
Real man does not go around on three wheels, is what you're saying?
No, not those things. Not the two wheels in the front and the thing. It's like, I know a lot of guys that ride trikes, and God bless you. I'm not. But that thing, that Can-Am thing, I just
don't
like it.
They've been incredibly popular. They've sold a lot of those.
Yeah, I know.
For the aging baby boomers who can't hold a Harley upright anymore.
Listen, the Pet Rock was incredibly popular for a very long time, too, and I think it serves about the same purpose. I just don't like it.
So them. Drew Brees is endorsing these things, and he won't ride one because they're too dangerous, or what?
Nope, he can't because his NFL contract forbids him from riding motorcycles.
Sure, yep. Mm-hmm.
Drew tried to explain it like this. We knew the restrictions from the very beginning, as did Can-Am. Ultimately, because I can't ride it now doesn't mean I won't someday.
So, I would imagine that once athletes are done with their professional contracts, they do a lot of dangerous things that they can't do while they're playing. Skydiving, mountain climbing, dirt biking.
Taking pictures of themselves and sending it to people.
All that stuff is in the regular contract for professional athletes.
He says the first chance I had to ride it was on a closed course. You bet I'll take advantage. He also said he has a friend who loves the motorcycle. In fact, the contract thing will even be used in the ad campaign. Drew says, quote, "My football contract forbids me from riding motorcycles. That's a problem because I really want to ride a Can-Am Spider." Wow.
Now, that's not universal. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers quarterback, I believe his injury was a motorcycle crash.
Well, that's not saying that they don't do it. It's just they do it in violation of their contracts in many cases.
I see.
And sometimes you'll get an athlete who gets injured doing something like that, and they'll claim it was an injury suffered some other way.
Now, here's the reason I bring this up. The ad ends with, you know, I can't do this. My contract prevents me from doing it. It ends with, luckily, I have found a loophole. I'm retiring.
He doesn't say that.
Actually, that'd be a great ad. That'd be actually very fun.
Well, it's a
joke.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that is that's not true?
No, that's a joke.
All right. Next thing that I want to bring up is regarding football.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you a question. If you are blind, can you play football?
That would depend on if you are totally blind or partially blind.
A legally blind teenager has been offered a spot on the Tulane University football team. After becoming a valuable part of his high school team, he is the long snapper for Newton High School outside of Boston, and his skills on the field will be leading him to New Orleans this fall when he heads to college after being awarded a preferred walk-on spot for the team.
He's going to play in Division I. Wow. He must be a really good long snapper.
How do you?
It's a skill. It's a specialized skill.
But if you can't see, do you know?
You're
straight back.
Well, he has a way of doing it. Apparently, that he can. He can do it the same way every time. The thing is, then his team going down to make the tackle on the punt is one man short because obviously he's going to snap the ball. And he's probably just going to stand there. If he's legally blind, he's not going to run downfield. And
that's another
tackles,
good point. I kid you not. I'm not making fun of this guy, okay? I think this is amazing that he's got the opportunity to do this. But I question.
There are guys who wouldn't be good enough to play in the NFL as offensive linemen who have long careers as long snappers and make a lot of money.
Really?
Doing this one specialized skill. Snapping the ball back to a punter or snapping the ball back to a holder on field goal and extra point attempts.
But now, again, no aspersions on the visually impaired, okay? I'm just asking, does this guy have a chance playing for the NFL?
Probably not.
Probably not. But
because
NFL coaches
would not want to be a man down on covering punts.
And it's not because of his skill at
I would have said he wouldn't have had a chance to play Division I college football, but obviously Tulane's given him a shot. So.
Well, who was for many years, I think it was the San Diego Chargers. They had a kicker who, because of a medical problem, could not be involved in tackles. He could kick off and then would run off the field.
Really? Okay.
I don't think that there would be professional coaches that would allow that anymore. Because two or three times a season, you do see your kicker or punter make a tackle that saves your team a touchdown.
Do they make the tackle or they just kind
of
bounce off the guy with the ball?
Sort of get in the way and
hopefully
trip
him out of bounds or whatever.
Yeah,
right,
trip
right,
him,
right.
Push him out of bounds. Maybe hurt his ankle as he trips over, jumps over you, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Now, I've heard something similar like this. Do you know what Gallaudet University is? Do you know of Gallaudet?
I've heard.
It's a school for the deaf, and they have a football team.
Gallaudet plays competitive Division III football, and they are a college for the deaf.
Well, and the other team loves it because when they're discussing their plays, all they do is just, shh, listen, when they're telling us we're going to run the route!
Gallaudet has a big, huge bass drum that someone on the sideline strikes when it's time to strike the ball. There are some players who could feel or sense the vibration, and that's how they know the play is ready to begin.
That's actually
remember
pretty cool.
Remember Tommy, pinball wizard, man.
Yeah, sure. All right, that's very cool.
No distractions.
Any legitimate information? Of course, we will bring you updates for the Indy 500 as it develops.
Well, apparently there was a crash in practice for the Indy 500. Yeah. Kurt Busch, the NASCAR driver, hit the wall hard, apparently.
Second turn, I believe, in turn two.
He's had the 12th fastest speed in qualifying, so it's not like he's at the back of the pack.
He's okay, though. The infield doctors, they all took a look at him. They held up three fingers, asking what his name was. He said Batman. So they said, fine, you're ready to go.
The other interesting thing is Tiger Woods made an announcement yesterday because I think one of the upcoming tournaments, maybe it's this one coming up this week, benefits his foundation. He says he doesn't know when he'll be able to come back and play competitive golf again. And I think they're in some circles are saying that this back problem and the situation
he is facing is
pretty serious. And
whether
or not he'll be able to come back and play serious top-level golf again remains an open question.
Yeah, I read an article that he said it's really hard to get out of bed.
Stop it. Right, he didn't say that. You made that up.
His ex-wife wonders where these back injuries came from.
Baby, I'm not seeing the performance.
Will we ever
be
able to talk about Tiger Woods again without mentioning that?
I don't think so. WSAU, there's your sports. We'll be back.
But it's my fault. You know, I don't like to exercise. You know, I don't think a lot of us do. That's why there are personal trainers. You know, the person you pay to make you work out at the place where you already pay to work out. Doesn't sound like a pyramid scheme to me at all. You can also throw money right in the garbage for a small fee. I don't have a personal trainer. Really? That's a shock. You do that all yourself? One time I joined a health club and I got a free personal trainer session. The guy's like, all right, why don't you tell me what your workout goals are? To not work out. Goals? I'm just here so I won't eat for an hour. Can we drop this charade? Why is your shirt so tight? Is that part of the interview process? What are you, a medium? Here's an extra small. Now head out there and be condescending.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.